Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Erev Shabbat Pinchas, Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 3 of Kiddushin, second Mishnah therein. Ha'omer le'isha, a man says to his bride-to-be, Hareat mikudeshet li, behold, you are married to me, almanat, on condition she'aten loch 200 zuz. I'm going to give you 200 zuz. Now, he's giving her something now. He's giving her a ring, or a pruta, or a basket of figs, something valuable now, but he says the marriage is on condition that I'm going to give you an additional 200 zuz. The din here is harezu mikadeshet, she is indeed married, but who yitin? When he gives the money, she's married from now, because this almanat is considered like a me'achshav, from now, beginning now, when he gives the money, they're married from that initial moment where the first pruta or ring was given. What he says, almanat she ten loch, well, I'm going to give you the money, mekonvat shloshim yom, from now until 30 days. So he gives himself a time limit to give the money. Not on labatoch shloshim, mekudeshet. If he gave her the money but within those 30-day time limit, they're indeed married. Im lov, but if not, it was day 31, eina mekudeshet. They're not married. And that's a chiddush, because you might have thought he's just trying to be mizdaris. He's trying to mizaris himself, to make himself, you know, quick on the draw to get the money and actually give her. But the time limit, he didn't really mean to be a strict limit. No, he construe his words to give himself a strict limit. If he says, almanot sheyeshli matayim zuz, on condition that I have 200 zuz, harezu mekadeshet v'yeshlo. They're married from right now, me'achshav, provided he has. So if he can bring the bank statement, or the witnesses, you know, whoever, some way to verify he has the money. He says, on condition I show you 200 zuz, they are married from now, me'achshav, when he shows her the money. This is where they got the phrase, show me the money. If he shows her that he has money on the shulchan, and this, we're talking about a shulchani, a bank teller, a money changer, sometimes would be using someone else's money to make change, and he would get a certain cut of the transaction fee, ena mekadeshet. They're not actually married because this isn't necessarily his money. Obviously, if it's his money, he's showing her his money, it's a valid kedushin. If it's somebody else's money, he's in a business partnership, and the other partner is putting forward the change, the small coins that he's going to make change with, and they'll split the profit, you know, he's trusted with that money, he has access to that money to do business, but it's not really his, and they are not really married. On to Mishnah Gimel, similar situation, almanot sheyeshli beit kor afor, on condition I have a beit kor of dirt, meaning I have a plot of land which is suitable for planting a kor of barley seeds, that size land. Harezu mekudeshet, she's married from right now, v'yeshlo, provided he actually has the land, so he can, you know, show the deed or the witnesses or whatever to verify this. Almanot sheyeshli b'makam ploni, I have the land in a certain place. If he has land in that specific place, mikudeshet, then they're married. You know, maybe she just wants to build a vacation house on his land in a certain place. Imlov, if he has land somewhere else, it's not in that davka in that place, eina mikudeshet. You know, location, location, location. Almanasha erech beit kor afar, on condition I show you my beit kor worth of land, harezu mikudeshet v'yayna. They're married me'achshav when he shows her the land. Just providing the deed or the witness is not enough. He has to take her there on a romantic honeymoon getaway to actually make the kedushin effective. Imhere bavika, if he just shows her a valley, and in this valley he doesn't actually own the land. Maybe he has rights to the payrots, or he owns the trees, but not the land there, or he's a sharecropper there. You know, he has some sort of rights to it, but he doesn't actually own it. Eina mekadeshet. Similar to the case of the money on the shulchan, where he has the rights to use the money, but it's not actually his, he might have the rights to work this land and get profit from this land or produce from this land. If he doesn't actually own it, they're not mekudeshet. The Kehati here brings an explanation why we need both Mishnayot Beit and Gimel, because he says by money, you might have thought, well, he might even have 200 zuz somewhere, and we don't have witnesses or a bank statement, but he might have it because you can hide money. But by so you might think there's a suffix kedushin, there's suffix mekudeshet, and she would need a get to marry someone else. But by land, no one can hide land. So you might have thought, no. So we bring the Mishnayot are the same both by money, metaltalin, and by karka, by land. Yishar kochachem, shabbat shalom.